Last time we checked in with our friend Mary Lee Kick, she was president of Buzz Balls and had made this great invention that was being sold at, I don't know, every liquor store and package store and 7-Eleven in the country. And now she's grown up well beyond the days when she worked at KRLD and TSN and beyond the days when she was just making Buzz Balls. She's a liquor tycoon and the president of Southern champion at Buzz Balls, Mary Lee Kick. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's good to have myself on here again.
It's fun to watch you grow up. I mean, this is just bizarre that you step out. You were a teacher and a mom and a wife and a part-time employee at KRLD and TSN, and all of a sudden you're a liquor magnate. Tell me about all the stuff that you're making right now. Buzz Balls are the little things that looks like a tennis ball.
Yeah, it's like an orange with a pop top lid on it. It's a really neat kind of innovative package made out of plastic, so you can freeze it and it won't explode. But we make all kinds of products in plastic. So we've got Buzz Balls, Buzz Talls. We have other types of things called shooters and biggies and all kinds of different kinds of alcoholic ready-to-drink cocktails. But we also branched out in 2016 to make bourbon, vodka, gin, and rum.
This seems like a whole different area. I mean, you're banging up against some very big players out there right now, and you must be shaking up the establishment.
Well, you know, we're winning awards, and so that's the interesting thing about it is you never know how you're going to do until you actually take the plunge and go into it, and then you just keep correcting and refining and getting better and better as time goes on. And that's what's happened with Buzz Balls. In fact, this morning I heard from our marketing department that according to IRI and Nielsen that Buzz Balls is the number one leading cocktail sold in America, which is unbelievable after 9 years of business.
And you sell these for less than $3 a piece, and a lot of times it starts out as an impulse item. You get the people to put them next to the cash register, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen them at Tom Thumb's. I've seen them at liquor stores. Spirit Airlines carries them. We sell in 45 states and 14 countries now.
How do you get distribution for something like that?
Oh, man. You know, most of our distribution is through Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits in the United States. But then outside the United States, Southern Glazer's isn't there. So we have to go to trade shows, and we work with the U.S. Department of Trade and Agriculture to try to get our products overseas as well, and work with their trade commissions and do trade shows.
You know, you do this so well, and the acceptance has been so good. Why go off into a crowded field like making gin and dark rum and whiskey?
Well, we do that because we were already using it in our products, and so we just wanted to make it refined, and we wanted to have our own booze. You know, I mean, that's pretty fun to be able to say, you know, I don't need to go buy somebody else's tequila or their vodka or their rum. You know, we make it ourselves, and it's darn good liquid.
This is a field that's interesting. I mean, but it's hard to get into, isn't it? I mean, there's licensing, and I know. I was talking to the people at Jack Daniel's on the show one time, and they can't even sell the stuff they make in the county in which they make it.
Well, yeah, it's highly regulated. There's the federal regulations, then the state regulations, then sometimes even county regulations. So, and then you've got your building permits and all of that kind of stuff as well. But yeah, it's highly regulated. I learned it Googling and learning online. I had to teach myself. And yes, it's a male-dominated industry, and I'm the only woman-owned distillery winery in the United States. So I'm pretty proud of that fact. And we've grown like crazy over the last 4 or 5 years, just really have grown the business. We're up 76% year over year, which is amazing. Our EBITDA has really climbed, and you know, we're really happy with how things are coming about. We've hired some very strong players in the field, people like Blair Casey that came from Southern Glazer's and Gallo Wines. He's got a million contacts. He's great at networking and loves sales, and he's doing an excellent job for us. Tracy Frisbee came from Constellation. She's doing excellent work for our marketing team. We've got Cheo Cavill from Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper that's doing all our plant management. So
You're expanding. So we're out visiting your plant today. What are you, the process of doubling in size?
Tripling.
Tripling?
Yeah.
So what are you going to make? More of the same?
We're going to make it faster. The same stuff, yeah. But faster.
And the interesting thing is you were pretty well integrated. I mean, you're making your own liquor. You assemble the products. You make your own containers.
Yeah. Yeah, we make our own containers. We're vertically integrated. And the reason I did that is when I started out being just a teacher and a woman in this industry with no experience and no money, everybody told me no. They weren't going to help me make my containers or fill my product for me. So I had to do everything myself, regardless of whether I wanted to or not. So I found out how to make the plastic containers. We do add an enzyme to our plastic containers, so it biodegrades in 4 to 6 years.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's one of the things that we do to be good stewards of the earth. It is a plastic container, and a lot of people are freaking out about plastic, and rightfully so, but there are steps you can do to make it work in a landfill the right way, or have it get recycled into something useful.
All right, so I'm looking at the brands of your liquor. Bourbon is Crooked Fox brand. Mm-hmm. Gin, Andrew John's. Pelican Harbor rum. 13 Kings vodka. Where do these names come from?
Okay, well, Crooked Fox comes from a guy that actually used to work for me, and he stole my intellectual property. So I named this after him, and I hope that the brand just skyrockets. Andrew John's Gin, it's named after my son, Andrew John, and he loves the outdoors of Montana, so we use real Rocky Mountain juniper in that and infuse it into our gin. It's delicious and crisp. 13 Kings vodka is based off our 8 times distilled corn vodka, and then we purify it for 5 days with our filtration. So 8 plus 5 is 13, 13 times purified, and it's really great. It doesn't have any bite or any burn or anything like that.
It all makes sense to me. You are a wonder. You are a conglomerate. Mary Lee Kick is president of more than just Buzzballs. Southern
CEO
champion.
Now.
And you got elected CEO?
I'm CEO.
You elected yourself CEO.
I did.
That's Mary Lee Kick. I'm David Johnson. Come back and I want to talk business
okay,
with you, okay?
Awesome.
David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.